In the news, Thai officials say this week's deadly bombing at a Bangkok shrine was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners. But officials did not believe the bombing was linked to international terrorism. A spokesman for the country's ruling military delivered a televised statement Thursday. He said Chinese people were not the direct target. Erawan Shrine, the target of the bombing, is especially popular with Chinese tourists. Late Thursday, officials in Bangkok told reporters that two of the suspects turned themselves in for questioning. They said that they were not involved in the bombing, but few other details were made available. North and South Korea have exchanged artillery fire along the country's western border, officials in Seoul said Thursday. The South's defense ministry said North Korea fired shells at South Korean military positions, and the South responded by launching several 155-millimeter artillery rounds at the North. A South Korean news agency reported that artillery fired by North Korea appeared to have landed in a mountainous area near a South Korean military base. No deaths have been reported so far. Relations between the two Koreas have been tense. Earlier this month, the South accused the North of planting the landmines that wounded two soldiers. A group connected to the so-called Islamic State claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack in Cairo. The attack outside a state security building early Thursday injured several people, including at least six policemen. The bomb severely damaged the government building and broke windows of surrounding buildings in the Shubra residential neighborhood. Witnesses said the bombers parked the car outside the government building before escaping in another car. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says tests on a mass removed from his liver reveal he has melanoma. The disease, usually a type of skin cancer, has spread from his liver to his brain. He will begin radiation treatment today. The former president spoke to reporters in Atlanta, Georgia. He first announced he was battling cancer on August 12th. He told reporters he feels surprisingly at ease as he fights cancer. Mr. Carter also spoke to reporters about his full life and said he had no regrets about his life post-presidency. However, his presidency was partly defined by American hostages held in Iran. The former president had this to say on the failed military mission to rescue them. "I wish I'd sent one more helicopter to rescue the hostages."